died. I don't want to give you guys a hand. That was great, great singing. Okay, but our topic today, our theme is Great is Thy Faithfulness, because as most of you know, today marks the 50th year of this church worshiping in this building. Maybe only one or two of us have been here that whole time. So most of us are transplants from somewhere else. But what we've seen is God's faithfulness through this time. The church has grown and gone through many different transitions. But we called this our home since January 4th, 1970. So I actually want to show you just a couple of slides and read a little bit from a history that Dick Carter had put together, just to give you an idea of how this building started. And we'll talk in a second about how the church started. And you know those are two different things. Okay. So, if I've got control of this, I don't think I do. Can you advance it for me? So, it was in 1947 that the construction began, but before that they had to raise the money. Okay, it was the Seventh-day Adventist Church that built this building. And this lady on the left is Ruth Redmond. And she's down at the ferry at the Chesapeake Bay asking random people for money as a building fundraiser. In order to raise funds for the North Market Street Church, many of the women went to the ferry early on Sunday mornings and approached the drivers and passengers of the cars waiting to board and asked for funds to help build their church. Dorothy Redmond and her sisters-in-law, Ruth Redmond and Naomi Redmond, were very active in this fundraising project. This project continued until the ladies were no longer permitted by local authorities to ask for financial help for their building fund. Okay, and then the man on the right, Elder David G. Flegel. In 1946, two lots were purchased in the 1300 block of North Market Street. That's the same property. Elder David G. Flegel, a former builder, led the members in constructing the new brick church that held its first service on October 2, 1948. The Flegels were a remarkable couple. Elder Flegel's wife, Mary, often worked alongside her husband mixing the mud while Elder Flegel laid brick. She and the ladies of the church served meals to those who came to help erect the new building. When the new church, located 13 blocks north of the Frederick downtown area, held its first worship service on October 2nd, 1948, the membership could not afford pews, so they sat on folding chairs. And new pews were added in March of 1951 to complete the interior of the sanctuary. Then a decision was made as their church grew and they bought another property and moved to it. A decision was made to sell to the North Market Street Church to the Frederick Church of Christ for $50,000 at the end of December 1969. It may be worth a little more than that now. And then this is one of, I think, our first full-time member, our first full-time minister standing here. And then you may remember this guy. Some of you will recognize the man leading singing. It's Roger Boyd. And I'm not sure, this was probably not a picture from the very first service, but it was kind of like that. And January 4th, 1970s, 50 years ago, technically yesterday, but we're counting by Sundays. Our first worship service here. And so we just give God the praise for what he's done ever since that time. And we are going to talk more and have more slides later to bring us up to the present. But before we do that, like I said, this slideshow sort of explained the building and how it was built. But the building is just a building. The people are the church. And so this church is constantly changing and transitioning. But the church actually started meeting about 5 years before that, before we moved into this building, and originally met at the YMCA. And when we were doing some renovations last year to fix the drainage, and there was some digging going on in the yard out here, this got dug up. And Jim and Nancy put it in a frame for us.
Oh, wow.
And once we pulled it up, Dick said, "I remember that." I don't know if anybody, Shelly, do you remember this? You were like a baby when this. See, because this is before they moved in here, meeting at the YMCA. Okay. I'm going to leave that right here. That is really cool. Nobody knock that over, okay? We'll make it more permanent. But I just think that's a great just memento of the history of this church and God's faithfulness throughout. So let's say a prayer, and then we will stand and sing a few more songs. Let's bow. God, we give you thanks because you are the one who deserves the thanks and praise and glory for all that has gone on through this church body, through so many people moving in and out of this area and hearing the gospel here and taking it out to the world. We ask that you would continue to bless us today as we worship you and as we think about how you've walked with us these 50 years. But that you would continue to be with us as we move out into the future. And we can't possibly know what all you have in store for us, but we trust you. And we want to walk in faith and in unity together. God, we give you thanks and praise as we sing and as we gather around the table today and as we fellowship with one another. Because it's the love that you've shown us in Jesus Christ that we share. And we pray it in his name. Amen. You notice on that second verse, this is why we stopped at the second verse. Summer, winter, and springtime, and harvest. And summer, and winter, and springtime, and harvest. And so, I'm not going to do it 50 times. But God has shown faithfulness all through the year, all these years. Tom, I wanted to do the math. 2,000 years times 52 weeks, but I know we would get all kind of mixed up because it's not exactly 2,000. But that's a lot of... I appreciate the point that you made about the fact that the church has done this, our particular congregation, for 50 years, but the church since Jesus' Last Supper for some 2,000. So we've got a slideshow that we're going to play, if it's queued up. And it's kind of by different categories. So there's, you know, fellowship and worship, other events and things. So if you'll look for people you know. And it's okay to laugh or cheer or clap or something. If you see somebody, if you think it's a good picture. And if we're ready, go ahead. See anybody you know? Saw yourself? Yeah, somebody saw Dada in there. Yeah. Thank you, Jack. Hitting the lights for us. I watched that thing, you know, 50 times probably, putting it together. And I almost cried watching it this time. I don't know if anybody else did. But just to see how much God has done over the years and be able to recognize friends from the past, look back on fond memories. Even though I wasn't there for a whole lot of those. But it's such a good thing to be part of this family. Psalm 127. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And it goes on from there. It's only five verses, so I'm going to keep going. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives sleep to his beloved. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. Now, you may be scratching your head wondering, what does the rest of that psalm have to do with anything? Because the first verse is very well known. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. And that's exactly right. And I do think, the image that it says this is a psalm of Solomon. So the image that Solomon is using is definitely building a physical building. And unless the Lord is with the people who do it, it's worthless. But as you keep going down through this psalm and you realize he turns to the concept of children and a heritage and passing on what one generation has to the next and how the younger generation actually blesses the older generation as they do that. I think that we should understand this word house in both ways, the physical building of a house, but also the way house is used in the Bible many times, which is a genealogy, a heritage, a dynasty. The house of David, for example. And that unless God builds that house, unless he builds our heritage, then we're laboring in vain. But I know that we're not laboring in vain as we continue to let God do what he wants to do with us in this place. And so I just pray that I know he'll continue to show faithfulness. I pray that we show faithfulness to him and that he shows us what steps to take and then gives us the courage and strength to take them together. Because we're in the middle of a long history. And God has a whole lot more to do. And that's what he's doing through the church. He's redeeming the world through the church. That's what we get to be a part of. Not just this congregation, but God's universal rescue plan. We've been rescued, and we join him sharing that news with others. And not everybody's happy about it. I'm sorry. No, that didn't relate to what I was saying. Sorry. Now Todd's happy and Claire's crying. That's okay. We do have our quiver full. No, sit down. No. Some of you thought that's why I was reading that. Blessed is the man who has his quiver full of children. But no, I wanted to talk about this. You know, we often say, this is the church. Come to the church. That's fine. But you're the church. Whether you're gathered together, whether we're scattered apart, no matter where you are, if you're in Christ, you're the church. And when we gather, even two or more, Jesus Christ is there with us.
Let's pray. Almighty God and Father, we can't express in words how much we love you, how grateful we are for our lives in Jesus Christ, in your Holy Spirit, Father, that we are changed people, rescued by the blood of Jesus Christ, and by his sacrifice. We worship you, we praise you, we give you all the glory for your faithfulness for this church, and the faithfulness of this church body here. May you continue to watch over and bless each one here, our families, our extended families, every member of this church body, past, present, and future, Father, will live to praise you, to glorify you, to walk humbly in your love, and to love one another. We praise you and give you the glory, Father, in Jesus' name.
Amen.